Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
This is the main event of the evening. 12 rounds of boxing for the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world. Introducing
from Birmingham!
Introducing
the winner from Liverpool, Tony the Warrior Dodson.
Hashtag no show. Hashtag Tony Dodson no show.
Yeah, that's what I've written on my new boxing page.
Tony the Warrior Dodson. I bet you know, if one of your competitors, Mr. Dodson, didn't turn up for your fight, how would you feel? I don't know. He's in trouble. He's not turned up this morning, but Masha has. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you, pal?
I'm good.
You've gone through that sort of extreme weight loss within your face. I see it every time you fight. You come in the studio, and the week that leads up to the fight, you all of a sudden, I don't know how you do it. What have you lost in weight-wise in a week?
We've probably taken off a good £7 now, I'd say.
How have you done that in 1 week?
I've learned to do... Through doing stages and having fights and studying and stuff like that, and this time I've changed me solid food to fruit water food. So what happens is the solid food will absorb water and hold inside of yourself. So I just slowly just take away my solids and just concentrate on eating like grapes, tangerines. An apple, and just pineapple. Keep it fruity.
And it doesn't take anything away from you physically?
No, because you're physically strong. You're not training as hard, so you know the training's not as hard. So you're getting a bit more rest. So you can eat the fruit. The fruit in the fructose in this fruit gives you your energy. You can just keep throwing the grapes in you, so you're keeping yourself energized. But it's not holding on you, and then. You'll just weight will just cut easily, and that's something new I've studied and found out, and it's worth the treat.
Well, it's a sellout in your camp anyway. You got rid of all your tickets, haven't you?
Yeah, all gone, mate. Yeah,
and massive demand.
Yeah, massive. People, the Stacey this last night. One of the lads come picked his tickets up. Stacey said she was up until like 11:15. People sorting tickets out. One of my mates, Mike Glass, phoning. At 11:30 for his tickets. She said this morning, that's why she was late this morning. She turned up in her pyjamas and she's not here now because she's had to go back home and get dressed. But she's up all hours sorting out all the tickets for everyone. They're all gone. I think Eddie Hearn said that there might be a couple of hundred at the box office. Mm. But I said, give them to us. We'll have them. We'll shift them.
You know how to sell them.
Danny Kelly said, look, all tickets are gone now. We could take the more tickets on and sell them, but it'll be a bit more. It's stressful because it is stressful the last couple of days. And Danny said he wants to sort of concentrate on me now with stress free. Stacey can just sort of. Relax now herself and, get herself sorted for the fight because she's a hairdresser as well, so she's going to be doing all her hairdressing work and what have you. I'm not worried about tickets now. So it's nice for me to see the relief of them and, everyone who's got the tickets have got the tickets now, so I'm made up with that and there's about 1,500 maybe. That's all they give us. We asked for about 2,000, nearly 3,000, but they couldn't give us it because the card's such a great card. Everyone else needs their tickets, so we were only allocated 1,500 tickets, or even 1,000. We ended up getting an extra 500, I think, something like that.
Do you know where you are in the card yet? Obviously, Tony's top.
Yeah.
Is Derry second? Is he?
I think going from the main event, which is the bomber, then Derry and
Derry
Luke Campbell, then Ryan Farag, Ryan Burnett, and then it's me, I think, and Francesco. And then I think it's Tom.
So we should be able to watch you on the telly. You'll be one of the four televised fights, won't you?
Yeah, Sky have extended the show. Normally they go on between 7 or 8 o'clock, don't they? Mm. But they've extended it now, so they're going on at 6 o'clock on Sky Sports 3. Six till 7 o'clock on Sky Sports 3, and then they're swapping over to Sky Sports 2.
Oh, I can't wait, Masha. And so what a Saturday night.
Full day of it, yeah. So everyone listening, who'll be watching it at home, you're in for a treat because it starts at 6 o'clock.
How's fight week been? Obviously, you sort of wind down in terms of the physical preparation. What have you been doing? It's all the press commitments?
Yeah, it's been a lot of press work. We've I'd obviously done a little run Monday, done a little bit of pad work Monday night, just going over a few things, a little spin Tuesday, and then a little bit of pads Tuesday night, not much, just again, practicing things, just sharpening up the tools, bit of fine-tuning, we call it. But I had a press conference Tuesday, didn't I?
With all of them.
Or Monday, one of the days.
wasn't it?
Yeah, I forget
Eddie
my days.
Eddie Hearn came up, didn't he? And...
Yeah, so we had a press conference, we were there for a couple of hours.
How did that go?
Interview. It was good, yeah, it was interesting, yeah.
Did you give Eddie any banter?
I did, yeah. I was meant to be on the top table. Well, I was originally on the top table. My name was there. Next to BJ Flores, which, you know, I don't mind. I would prefer to be on, you know, next to Tony Bellew, you know. But he had me next to BJ Flores. So my plan, Callum Smith said to me, look, Mash, look where you are. You're next to, you're on the top table. Are you keeping up the table? I said, nice one, Cal. You know what I'm going to say? I'm creeping up the table, Eddie. Like, I'm creeping up the WBC rankings. That was my little plan. That was the only thing.
That was your line.
That was my line. When Eddie Hearn said, come on, let's go, and took us all in. I looked and I was on the bottom table. He'd moved me. I was like, what's going on, Ed? And he went, we moved you just for a bit of banter. He said, we'll have a little bit of banter about it. I said, ah, and I had a line to come out with, but because he moved me, I didn't get to say that line. So, but I had them all laughing anyway. They were all laughing at me because I got a couple of words. I said, I can't wait for us to all go, we'll all be out fighting Saturday night. Me and him are meant to say, I'll be out fighting Saturday night. I just got a bit mixed up with a few words and they were all crying, laughing their heads off. And I did say to him as well, well, just before it started, one of the organisers come up to me and said, Masha, when you're on the mic, don't turn round and speak to Eddie. Because I had to turn round and look at him and speak to him. Because when you turn round, we can't hear you on the mic. So make sure you keep looking straight ahead, talking.
You should know by now with your radio work.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, it's hard. Well, you're facing me, aren't you? So that's not too bad. If you're behind me, I'd be looking around everywhere. So when Eddie started, introduced us and started speaking, I just turned around and said, well, I didn't turn around. I just said, I looked straight ahead and said, I'm not ignoring you, Ed. I'm not, you know, because it'll keep me back to you. But I've just been told that I can't turn around when I'm on the mic because they can't hear me on the mic. So don't think I'm ignoring you because you put me on the bottom table. And we just had a little bit of a laugh and a joke about it and stuff. So it was good. Great turnout as well.
Do you get on well with Eddie?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do you get the chance to, I know in fight week it's not the right time, but do you get the chance to sort of give him a little nudge as to what further things hold for you or not? Or is it one of those things that fighters don't ever do with an Eddie Hearn?
I think some obviously they must do, but I never really think about next. I just think my head's just on the fight. That's it. That's in front of me, the opponent. I've never asked him about anything else other than that or been interested in anything else other than that, to be fair. It's just total focus on fight night and the person in front of me. And enjoying the moment there and then as we are. I know Eddie's come up to me once, I think it was the last camp when I was fighting De Silvio, and he said, I can't do his accent. Have you seen Eddie doing his impersonations?
Oh, Eubank.
He's good, isn't he?
He does Eubank absolutely to a T.
Good,
if you get onto YouTube and Google Eddie Hearn, Chris Eubank impression, it's amazing.
He's funny. But he comes up to me and goes, hey, Masha, you know, you can't, all this laughing and joking, and you've got to get serious, you know, because this opponent, you know, he's no joke, you know, it's going to be tough and all that. And I just said, calm down, Ed. I said, all the serious work and all the hard work is done. I've done all that now in training. I said, I've been serious for the past down many weeks, not seeing or speaking to really anyone. I said, if you would see me in camp, you would know what I mean. That's why I keep myself locked away. I said, come to these presses and stuff like that. This is the time to lighten up because I'm happy. The work's been done. No, there's no stones unturned. I'm happy and I am excited and I'm ready to go, mate. I said, so why not? Smile,
because you're a different psychology to some of his other boxers. I think some of them remain that sort of stony faced, steely determination, no personality right until the fight, don't they? They can't let it go.
No,
you tend to finish your training camp, but I mean you're always happy go lucky anyway. But it's like you're even more sort of released once you finish your camp.
Yeah, it's like a sign of relief that the hard work, and I mean it's real hard work, and once it's over, I'm happy to think the work's done. It's in the bag now. Now it's about going out there and, you know, being happy. Mm. Being happy with yourself. You'll perform and you'll be happy. A happy person will perform. In the back of my mind, I'm switched on. But I'm not going to be taken too serious until I get in the changing rooms. My hands start getting wrapped and the gloves go on. And once the gloves are on, the tools are on and they're taped up, that's it. You know you're going into fight.
And you flick the switch then. What was the opponent like, Francesco Patera, when you had a look at him?
I haven't seen him yet. I've heard he's...
Oh, he wasn't there the other day?
Thursday today.
Right.
He's arriving today, I've heard. So he'll be here in England today. It's only a short flight over, isn't it?
Are you keen to have a look at him?
Yeah.
Just sort of physically weigh him up?
I'm interested. Yeah, I can't wait to see him at the weigh-in tomorrow when we come half naked, face to face, and we look into each other's eyes. We're looking... Without him noticing, you'll eye each other up. You know what I mean. We'll see what his package is like. We'll see what he's made of, and we'll just sort of, you know, we'll come face to face. We'll have a little look at each other, and we'll see what we can take from it. And that just keeps the mind occupied, then, and keep, you know, help you go over the game plan and stuff, and a little bit more, because you'll get the feel of him. You'll sense his presence. And we'll see what he brings. And even that, you can't take too much from it, but you can always take a little something from it.
Do you buy a new pair of undies for the weigh-in?
Do you know what? I've never really just gone out and bought a pair of them.
I bet you do. I watched the Crawler weigh-in and I thought, oh, wow, they're brand new undies. He looks the business in those. I would be really concerned about stepping out naked, but especially my undies.
Well, mine have been like Superman undies, haven't they? They've been bought for me.
Right.
Me.
So have you got a new pair or not?
No, not at the minute. No, I haven't.
No?
So I think that's what I might have to do today.
Are you
I've got to keep
how
up
your
the...
undies look or not?
Not really, no, no. Mate. I always check my waist so I can throw a pair of socks down there. But I've worn a thong, haven't I? You know, and that was because my mum's made me a pair before with boom on.
Your mum made you a thong.
Me driving. Right. One of my sponsors gave me a Superman pair. You know, so I'll probably get a pair posted or something and say, throw them on and. I'll throw them on. Radio City Talk. Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.